finishing off the inion of personal use of office supplies, and today we'll be discussing the bottom line and also a very interesting MISA. So a few guidelines. Number one, ideally, before employing someone, then there should be a clear stipulation in the employment agreement of what the employee can use. If there's no such agreement, either written or verbal, then halacha looks at two standards, as we mentioned, either the preference of the individual employer or the industry norm. And because there's different opinions amongst the poskim, therefore, ideally, one should go with the stricter approach and go with the wishes of this particular employer. Because whatever the case is, however we paskin, if the employer is more generous than the industry standard, then his standard obviously governs. So ideally, one should be machmen, always go with the what the employer wants. But again, if the employer doesn't want it, but an industry standard would allow the employee to take certain things, yes, I'm going to submit for that, but ideally to always go with what the employer says. It's very difficult, generally speaking, though, to establish industry standards because a lot of different firms have different standards. Some do give phones to the employees, some don't. Some do have extra holidays, some don't, etc., etc. If there's no agreement between the parties and there's no industry standard, then the employee cannot take anything without first employer's consent. The employer's consent doesn't necessarily need to be from the owner. Anyone that's authorized to make such decisions is enough. In Mishpatei HaTorah, he brings the following idea, that where an employee is unsure about the industry standard or his employer's policy, then he can make the following assessment himself. He can ask himself the following question. Would he feel comfortable using the company property or equipment in front of his employer? If he says, yeah, I'd be comfortable, then he can do so without asking permission. But if the employee would not feel comfortable, then he should be asking first. Just to finish off with an interesting story, it's certainly someone being very machmir, but it brings out how mahada some people were in this inyan. So Chacham Salman Tzafi, who lived from 1900 to 1974, so when he lived in Yerushalayim, he was a Rosh Shiva, Makubal, but he was brought up in Baghdad. Now, for the 18 years before moving with his family to Eretz Yisrael, he had been the manager of managed the affairs of a rich Baghdadi Jew. And when he was leaving Baghdad, he was concerned that he may have misused the company funds. Maybe it occasionally served refreshments to personal visitors over the years, or maybe overspent on refreshments for business visitors. And he was certain that if he asked his boss, then he would say it's fine. He would forgive any extra expenditures, but that wasn't enough for him. Instead, what he did was he calculated how much it would have cost had he served refreshments to personal guests every single day, and he arrived at the figure of about 100 gold dinar. Seems like the dinar was the currency there in Baghdad. And also he knew that if he just put that amount into the till, then it would be noted immediately. Instead, what he did was he bought 100 gold dinar worth of postage and revenue stamps and put them into the mail drawer where they would go unnoticed. Mitzchem, next time we will start a new inyan about putting expenses through and other similar shaylos.